In Matthew chapter 10, verses 23 to 27, Jesus was giving instruction to his disciples about what to do when he sent them out to minister, to preach the gospel. They didn't quite understand all the things that were going to happen. You know, as most believers, they're excited, thinking that everything's going to go along just fine, everything's going to be wonderful, but that's not how it's going to be. Jesus talked about it several times in the Bible, where he said that they hated me, they hate me, they want to kill me, you know. And he said, is the servant above his master? That the servant is to strive to be just like his master. So if the world hated Jesus, the world's going to hate us. It is a sign of the times. It is one of the signs that follows us as believers. Persecution. It's not something to fear. It is something that we go through. The only thing that God has for us is to succeed. God wants us to succeed in everything that we do. But that means that sometimes that we have to walk in places where nobody else wants to walk. Nobody else wants to go to. And those places are where we will succeed. God showed Ezekiel the valley of the dry bones. And Ezekiel had to speak to this valley. And he knew that it was, because God told him that it was Israel. They were dead. Dead in their own lives. So they're standing there. They're dead. That he had to speak to them. Many times, people will have to do things that nobody else wants to do to be successful in God. God has a plan for each person's life. And if you listen to what God is saying and do what he tells you to do and walk in those ways, you're going to succeed. But it comes at a cost. It always comes at a cost. Persecution is one of those costs. Jesus told the disciples as they were getting ready to go preach the gospel, he said, people will try to hurt you. They will throw you out of the towns. They will try to stone you. They will try to kill you. Be prepared. Understand that this, you're not above the master. You're not above me. You are to be like me. Jesus said, you're to be just like me. Jesus said that everything that I tell you in secret, proclaim it in the open so that people will see and understand where they are with God and what is required. This is why people reject the gospel, why people fight so much, is because it's not who we are, it is who they are. They see themselves. Once the gospel is preached, once the light of God is shown on their hearts, they see and understand that the darkness is there, and they will accept or they will reject. And it is not up to us who will, it is up to God, and he will deal with each person. And it is up to each person to believe or not to believe. God knows who's there and what's going on in their life and how they're affected. But it is not for us to stop preaching the gospel. We share the love of God with everyone so that God can deal with that person. But listen, it means that several people will stand up and persecute you because of it. And they will get violent about it. It is not unusual. Look at Jesus had to walk around the Pharisees because they wanted to kill him. So one time he had to leave the country to go up in the mountains so that they wouldn't find him. Folks, it is how it is. This is Christianity. This is being a believer. Persecution will follow you. It is one of the signs of the times. It is nothing to fear, nothing to fear. It is just part of your life. You know, everything that God has for you to do will be bittersweet. It won't be all good and it won't be all bad. It is going to be somewhere in the middle. But it is up to us to embrace what God has said and walk in it. And with it, you will be successful in God. Because God will make that way for you. He has ordered your steps. You follow along. You do what he says. And God will do the work and bring about the success that he wants to bring about. Whether or not that person accepts Jesus is not my job. My job is to preach the gospel. My job is to see that it gets out there. My job is so that people can hear the truth. Because nobody else is going to tell them except another believer. The truth of God loves them and wants them to come home. But persecution will follow you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, have mercy on our souls. As we follow, as we do your will, that you go before us and make that way for us, Lord. People come into the kingdom, accept you, and come home. In Jesus' name, amen.